Center by Robert Haig, who earned his 8th number 20 car number one of the year and 57th of his career. 3 in a row now. This is starting to become a habit, it seems like.
Yeah, it's the last few races have been good. And what was kind of, you know, I wasn't expecting that, okay? I figured we were going to go up there and try to run 92, somewhere in there, be a solid top half car. And, you know, you start thinking, wow, this is, you know, we're going to be down in the ladder, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there with a 92. And that's uncharted territory for us. But Jimmy Prock, he just has a good handle on this car, hot or cold. And he just, I mean, I saw the scoreboard light up down there. And I couldn't believe it ran 87.1. It blew me away. So that was a backbreaker, and it was kind of turning of the tables for the weekend for us. Caps was going to gain some points on us going into race day. And as it turned out, we gained 2 on him. So we're going in with less than we, you know, came in here with. So it all adds up, you know, in the end. And great job to these guys. You know, I joked that, you know, we're not going to ever race again on Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th did not bode well for us. So today was a good day.
Robert, given the fact that the weather is going to be cooler tomorrow, how's that going to play out?
Everybody here is going to have to throw out everything they've done. We're talking serious changes tomorrow. They're calling for, you know, 64 degrees at 11 o'clock, and that is going to be crusher conditions. And the problem with that is, you can't just go out there and you say, okay, I've got an easy opponent, and I'm just going to make it go down the track, because it'll shake. Okay. When the track is this tight and the way it's going to be tomorrow and cold, it's going to shake if you don't have some wheel slip and get it going. So you can't let up. You're going to see close to national records, if not national records, tomorrow. You could see the first 340-mile-an-hour run here with the kind of conditions we're going to have. It is going to be as good as we've had all year.
I know you talked about not taking opponents lightly in the first round. That doesn't seem like something that's even in Jimmy Prock's playbook, no matter what the setting
is.
No,
you can see a lot of times when we qualified number one and went up and, you know, doesn't matter who we're racing, and set low ET of race day, you know, in the morning. He goes up there and races the conditions, races his lane, knows what he can get away with, and that's what we do. We don't go up there and play small ball and try to back it off. We go up there and try to get the most we can get out of every run.
And this seems like kind of a reverse of what normally we see, right? Usually we see the kind of cool conditions that really favor what you guys do when you kind of can come out and make these really big runs, and then you guys have to kind of play smart with the warmer conditions on Sundays. This is kind of backwards of that.
Oh, yeah, this is totally different.
Cooler.
Normally,
this is kind of cool for what you guys do.
Normally you race on Saturday. It's going to be very similar conditions to Sunday, and that's your getting your setup for race day. And that's not the case here. You know, we had a hot day yesterday, that night session. But I'll be honest with you, for us to go up there and run 87 on the conditions that we did it, that was a backbreaker. That was the run of the weekend.